The relationship between the Republican Party and African Americans has been shaky for more than 50 years, with the GOP rarely attracting even 10% support in most presidential elections. African Americans initially were drawn to Republicans because of their designation as the Party of Lincoln, and many stayed loyal to the GOP even through events like President Truman's desegregation of the military. But the 1964 presidential election signaled a big turn, thanks to GOP presidential nominee Barry Goldwater voting against the Civil Rights Act. Harvard Associate Professor Leah Wright Rigueur has written extensively about the topic, including in a book called The Loneliness of the Black Republican, Pragmatic Politics and the Pursuit of Power, and she's with me via Skype. So, Professor, how vital was then-presidential nominee Barry Goldwater's decision to vote against the Civil Rights Act in moving African Americans away from voting for Republicans?
That moment is watershed because African Americans say we cannot be in the party with somebody who has, you know, voted against the most comprehensive civil rights bill the nation has ever seen. And so what we actually see is a number of Black Republicans, including figures like Jackie Robinson, say very vocally that Republicans were allowing Democrats and the Democratic Party to wrest the mantle of civil rights away from the GOP, and that their standard bearer of the GOP, Barry Goldwater, was becoming the image of the Republican Party. So it didn't matter what the Republican Party did in terms of, you know, Congress and things like that. Everything that they had done was undone by the fact that they nominated Barry Goldwater, who, you know, whether it was for his belief that it was unconstitutional or other reasons, mm-hmm. but still voted against the 1964 Civil Rights Act and was defiant in terms of his support for that decision, even in the face of evidence that it was having a massive effect on Black voter support.
Let's leap ahead more than 50 years, and with President Trump and whatnot, has his presence, have some of the things he has said, has that made it more challenging for certain Republican members who are African American?
Donald Trump makes it extremely difficult to be Black and Republican and identify with the Republican Party in ways that we really haven't seen since, you know, since the 1960s or even the 1970s, in large part because he forces issues into the public conversation that the vast majority of people just aren't comfortable having. So it's much easier to say, you know, we have the mantle of the Party of Lincoln, you know, we were the Party of Lincoln, we still are the Party of Lincoln. It's a very different thing to try and justify that when the standard bearer, the, you know, the figurehead of your party is making false equivalencies about the murders and the murder in the Charlottesville incidents mm-hmm. over the summer. And so, again, this puts, I think, not just Black Republicans, but minority Republicans on the skids because they are forced to justify how they can remain in a party or affiliated with a party whose standard bearer, really the face of the party, has been so outspokenly divisive, racially divisive. And so I think one of the things that's important to see here is that very, very early on, when we were looking at the 2016 presidential race, African Americans within the Republican Party were some of the earliest people to come out and say that they felt like Donald Trump should not be the party's nominee, that it would be very, very bad for the party to have Donald Trump as its standard bearer, particularly in a moment where the party and the establishment Republicans had said that they were interested in making inroads with voters of color.
When Black voters see, let's say, Ben Carson running for president, and then he ends up being director of HUD under President Trump, is that something that African Americans who may lean Republican think, oh, that's good, I'm glad to see someone who is of color as I am? Or do they think, okay, well, I mean, is he really qualified, and is this just someone that is being put in there to say that the president appointed someone who is Black?
So I think Ben Carson is an interesting case for a number of Black Republicans, but also for Black voters in general. One, because before he entered into politics, Ben Carson had a long history and legacy, very positive legacy within African-American communities. He had a book. He had a TV movie. You know, he had a children's book that, you know, was read in Black churches and in Black schools and in Black community groups across the country. So people knew who he was. Correspondingly, his approval rating amongst those various groups was pretty high. Now, after he entered into politics, his approval rating with African Americans dropped drastically. What ends up happening, though, I think, for Black Republicans is that you get a cross-section of Black Republicans who are optimistic, who say, look, we now have someone not just in a policymaking role, but in a senior policymaking role, in a cabinet position. One of the things that you hear a lot of people say across ideological spectrums, a lot of Black voters, Black Republican leaders, even Black Democratic leaders, is they say, well, now we have access. Now we have somebody that maybe we can go to and we can talk to. Now, on the other end of things, and I think this has increasingly become the consensus, even amongst Black Republicans, is that actually placement doesn't really mean that much if nothing is happening in terms of policy making.
Does the Democratic Party take the African-American vote for granted? And as a part B to that, is there something that isn't completely changing the whole portfolio of the GOP, which we know is not going to happen? They're not going to dramatically change their platform. But is there something reasonable that the GOP could do that would actually indicate to African-Americans, we have a better understanding of where you're coming from, or we actually legitimately want to have the so-called big tent?
So long as African-Americans and Black voters perceive Republicans to either be hostile to their interests, whether it be through rhetoric or through policy, they will not support Republicans. African-Americans will support Republicans who, on a state and local level, who, one, set themselves apart as individuals within the state, right? So say, you know, I may be a Republican, but I'm not like the rest of those Republicans. And then who institute policies and speak to and listen to African-American audiences in ways that African-American audiences can appreciate and can immediately feel for the positive. And in this respect, African-American audiences aren't different from any other group in the United States who respond to politicians based on what can you do for me? And what have you done for me lately? And how are you talking about me? Even in the era of Donald Trump, we continue to see that on a state and local level, African-Americans will support Republicans who they think have their best interest in mind. It's just becoming increasingly hard to do that with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket.
Leah Wright-Rigour is an associate professor at Harvard and author of The Loneliness of the Black Republican, Pragmatic Politics and the Pursuit of Power.